Welcome to the Cult Film Showdown's teaser for next season. We'll be hitchhiking with The Hitchhiker, the HBO series that ran from 1983 to 1992, and then a brief while longer on the USA Network. I'm Jim Cotta. I'll be putting my thumb out and taking a ride. Along with me is Nick Boxer.
I'm the roadkill.
And hiding in the bushes until the car stops is Jack Hall.
Yeah, I'm not saying what I'm doing in those bushes, but it's not good.
We've decided on what we're going to do for our next series. We have done series on the Masters of Horror, which was super fun. Then we did our season on controversial Saturday morning cartoons. And we're looking for another anthology series to do that we could be in within one tone kind of thing, but still some variation in directors or cast or even just tone or even just the feel. So we ended up with The Hitchhiker because it is a mature audience series. It's only a half hour and tons of different people, interesting folks worked on it. So the way we're going to do this is that I'm going to start with an episode that we'll put into our list. And then we'll go around the table.
Are we not going to gym rate?
Oh, we could gym rate. Oh, God, we haven't gym rated in ages.
By the way, I'm masturbating in the woods, in the bushes. I'll be honest.
You want to make sure that landed, that folks knew it. You're not going to say what you were doing in the bushes, but it was what you think.
Yeah, exactly what you think.
We will indeed gym rate.
Gimmerate.
All right. And
who's picking first?
Gimmerate. It's me.
Oh, that'd be you.
I'm glad we did that. I'm going to start off with, let me kick this off with Face to Face from the first season. Actually, the seasons have different numbering depending on where you see it. It is an early episode that has Robert Vaughn and has Sybil Danning, as well as Sonia Smits, a well-known Canadian actress.
I have a feeling there may be nudity in that one.
Well, it's from 1984. So this, when did Moonlighting started in 86, I think?
Sounds about right.
So who knows? There could be nudity. Could be.
So
don't keep your hopes up, Nick.
Did you choose this one as well, Nick?
No, I did not.
All right. So Face to Face.
Face to Face. Interesting.
Now do I know about anything? It is a desperate transgender woman hires a prominent sleazy plastic surgeon to create an attractive face for her. It's very possible to have some, it was a different time said during the conversation about it, but also Sybil Danning, and I couldn't pass that up. All right. And Gimmerate. Jack, you're up.
Oh, me. Ooh. All right, pressure is on to pick something. I'm going to pick Last Seen by Paul Verhoeven, directing it. The only thing he directed in this series, it was from season three, March 25th, 1986, season three. And I'm curious to see what this would have been. Let me see, RoboCop was 87. So this might be his first American work, mightn't it?
Oh, interesting.
I had that one on my list as well, if that matters.
I didn't, but it was on my short list before I narrowed down. So so we'll put that in as Jack's pick, and Nick, I hope we're on backup list.
Yep.
All right, and Gimmerate, it is your turn, Nick.
All right. I picked out from season three, Man's Best Friend. And I picked it because a favorite comic book writer of mine, Bruce Jones, is credited with the scripting duties. And it has dogs, and I like dogs.
In movies.
Man's best friend. Interesting. All right. Gemerate. Nick, you're going again.
All right. I picked WGOD, directed by Mike Hodges, who is a very good English director.
Well, it actually was one of the ones I picked because it has Gary Busey and Geraldine Page, who I think was a 60s, 70s. Robert Ito, who I think would be best known probably for being, I think he was the assistant on Quincy. He did the entire series of Quincy as Quincy's assistant. It's an interesting one. It was one of my choices too. And Gemerate, Jack, you're up.
Yeah, very interesting that you picked a Bruce Jones story, Nick, because I also picked one that Bruce Jones, and he's in, he did, his name's all over the credits on this series, but Bruce Jones, who's probably best known for his work on The Incredible Hulk as a comic book writer, but who I loved his Kazar from the early 80s. When I read that, I was like, this is brilliant stuff. So his name being on there, but the other name that's on there, this story by him and April Campbell and Bruce Jones, but the teleplay is by Gary Ross, who of course is the guy who adapted The Hunger Games, did Seabiscuit, wrote and directed Pleasantville. This would be a very early credit from Gary Ross. So I pick Man of Her Dreams. Anybody else have that?
Nope. I did not. Nope. All right. Gemerate. Nick, you're back up for your final choice here.
My final choice, I picked Cabin Fever from season 4, another Bruce Campbell joint.
Bruce Campbell?
Ooh, sorry. Bruce Jones.
Bruce Jones, okay.
You clearly, Nick, looked at the writing list for what he was choosing here, which is
writers, directors, and then I tried to stay in the top half because I wanted some nudity, but then entered into season 4 when just for some variety, just to compare later seasons.
Season four is still HBO.
Yeah, as I said, it depends on the list you find, because there's IMDb's list only shows 3 episodes from the first season, so whereas other places combine that in the next season. I don't know. Yeah, so not some of them only say there's 5 seasons.
Wikipedia also has 3 episodes in season 1. Yeah. So either way, that is definitely an HBO production that you picked.
Intriguing. And the man, the myth, the legend, Jerry Orbach is in that that episode. Ooh. That's intriguing. Just Jack and I in it now. Jack, you're up.
Very interesting that you know, I mean, there's so many of this, like, I had my pick, and now I'm kind of going, oh, maybe I should go to one of my backups, because, you know, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stick with the Franco Nero episode, Murderous Feelings, because, I mean, I love me some B-movie Italian icon, Franco Nero, and his amazing mustache, so... let's watch Murderous Feelings. I think that's the last episode of either, I guess, season 1 or season 2, depending on what numbering you're using.
Nice. That had also made my short list. I guess it's back to me for my last two choices here. And we're going to start with episode 1. Start with episode 1 of the whole series, the whole shebang, because it has one of my all-time favorite actors, Bruce Greenwood, star this nice one. It's called Shattered Vows. We'll get to the pilot either way on this one. And then my final choice, which depending on where you look, is in the second season. What is it called? It is called Doctor's Orders, which actually made me into the top of the third season. It's actually listed as the fourth season on IMDb. Okay. So my last choice is a fourth episode from the fourth season called Doctor's Orders. And that features Shannon Tweed and an incredibly underrated actor named Paul LaMatt, who probably, if you know him from American Graffiti and more American Graffiti. Terrific actor. All right, that's nine. That's nine shows. And we'll figure out between now and then how we actually, which order we're going to put these in, probably one for one. And so listen for that. Subscribe on YouTube.
Not a 10 episode season, just nine.
We didn't have I had left a kind of wild card space for if we all agreed on one. So we can.
What else is on your backups? Yeah.
Let's see. On my backups, there's a legendary Billy B, which has Brad Dourif in it.
One of my backups as well.
Not mine.
Kirstie Alley and Brad Dourif. I mean, come on.
Made for Each Christy, Other. Made for Each Other with Bill Paxton.
Hmm.
And the other backup I had was The Miracle of Alice Ames with Joe Pantoliano. So young he has hair. So young he has hair.
I also had the Helen Hunt episode. Why Are You Here? Because young Helen Hunt. This would have been, was she in Doll Man? Is that like her early breakout? This would have been about the same time. Is it Doll Man or is it another movie with the same actor?
She was in Doll Man.
She was in the first Doll Man.
Sorry, no, Trancers.
That's it. Trancers. Yeah, 87 says would have been about the same time. So I had her, but I love me the Kirstie Alley and Brad Dourif combo.
Did you have any thoughts there, Nick? Did you have anything that hadn't hit?
There was the George R.R. Martin Memory Lane in season one that I thought was going to be a lock for everybody, but.
That is intriguing to see a based on a short story by George and Remembering Melody. And I don't think it has anybody who's gone on to any fame, but yeah, I mean, it was very interesting.
So, holy moly, Helen Hunt was working way before we thought. Trancers is after The City of Lost Angels. So this episode was done in 87. Transfers was right before, looks like.
Okay.
Scrolling back and forth. 84. Yeah, Transfers. She actually got her first role in 1973.
She must have been a kid.
Yeah, she was working for a dozen years before she did this episode. She was only 10 years old.
Interesting.
She did a lot of TV before she was even. Before she was even of age, did a lot as a child actor.
I'm good with either the Legend of or the Adventures of Billy B or whatever it is. They're legendary Billy B. I'm good with that one or the George R.R. Martin. I'm good with either one.
Me as well.
Let's go with the Brad Dourif because it's based on a short story by Martin. If he had written the episode itself. I think that would have tipped it for me, but.
All right, we got it. We got our 10 episodes. That is going to be a fun season. I think we avoided things on the USA Network, thank God. And, I'm looking forward to some violence and nudity. Maybe Masters of Horror just got me too. Got me too optimistic about what these anthologies can do for that. For those two categories.
We did. It was It's like when you get used to fine wine and then you can't drink anything else. I think we started from such a peak with Masters of Horror with both the casts and the creative teams that it's been hard to match that. We've looked at more than a dozen anthologies and that mix just doesn't, just didn't happen often. Of mature rated content those kind of creators and cast behind it. So I'm out. That is our hope for this one, is that we're getting something a bit different and also something that's got an M rating, TVMA.
All right. Well, we just did a bunch of kids cartoons. We need something.
That's right. There was almost no boobs in those.
The nudity was at its end. Violence. Just the episode of Starship Troopers.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Please subscribe on YouTube or your podcast app. If you want to hit that notification button so you'll know exactly when the new episode comes. We'll be deciding later which order we're doing these in. But now we've given you the full list if you want to watch along. We'll put in the show notes for this, the order that the episodes are going to be in. And
I will put my vote in right now to start with the pilot. And since we're doing the pilot.
Sounds good to me. We could do the entire series. We could just do the series in order and then it's easy for everybody. Then we also don't have to think about anything.
We did all this work up till now. I'm not doing it.
We'll start with the pilot and we'll go from there. All right. And we are sponsored by WeTalkPodcast.com. They have a Facebook and they have a Twitter. You can also find Cult Film Showdown on Patreon and support our work. And we are on Instagram. And we will talk to you next time with The Hitchhiker, which we'll have some clever name for. Talk to you then.
Thumbs up for The Hitchhiker. Is that our clever name?
Thumbs out?
Thumbs out.
Yeah, thumbs out. I feel like putting your thumb out is what you would say for like hitchhiking.
Thumbs out for hitchhiking. For The Hitchhiker.
All right.
We'll come up with something. We'll workshop it. Toss it around about 1,000 people. Take about 10 names. Toss it around about 1,000 people and see what they say. Workshop it that way.
Yeah.